们读新约圣经以弗所书第六章。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 6 in the New Testament.
感谢主，这点时间让我们一直来看以弗所书。
Thank the Lord that He gave us time to look at the book of Ephesians.
我想也许今天我们可以告一个段落。
Today maybe we can finish it.
我们念从第十节开始念到末了。
From verse 10 to the end.
对，我们还是弟兄和姊妹，我们一起来读圣经。
We'll alternate between brothers and sisters.
我们弟兄念一节，姊妹念一节。
And brothers will read one verse and then sister.
好，我们弟兄先来。
Let's start with the brother.
我还有末了，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力和刚强的人。要带神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Therefore, take the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist
the evil day. 好在磨难的日子，抵挡仇敌。并且成就了一切，还能站立得住，所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安福音的走路的鞋穿在脚上，此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我靠着当尽的本分放胆讲论。今有所亲爱忠心侍奉主的兄弟推基古，他要把我的事并我的景况如何全告诉你们，叫你们知道。我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。愿平安、仁爱、信心从父神和主耶稣基督归于弟兄们，并愿所有诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的都蒙恩惠。好，我们圣经就写这里。
That's all our scripture reading.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们何等需要你。
Lord, we need you.
主，我们需要你在这样一个世代里面来使我们刚强起来。
In this generation, we need you to strengthen us.
我们在这样一场的属灵的征战的里面，我们实在需要靠你自己的大能和大力。
In this spiritual warfare, we need to rely on your strength and power.
主啊，早晨我们求主你让我们众人的眼目都转到你身上。
We ask you to focus.Allow us to focus on you.
求主你安静我们的心。
Quiet our hearts.
让圣灵在这里可以来感动我们。
May the Holy Spirit inspire us.
让我们可以听见圣灵向我们说话的声音。
So we can hear the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us.
主啊，愿你得着你的教会。
And your church.
得着我们每一个人成为你自己合用的民。
Gain every one of us come of.Vessel that's useful for you.
我们仰望你的怜悯。
We look to your mercy.
用你自己的同在来覆庇我们。
May your presence cover us.
让我们不再靠我们自己。
So we don't rely on ourselves.
我们乃是靠那叫死人复活的神。
But rely on the God that will raise the dead.
让你自己用复活的大能来覆庇我们。
May you use the power of resurrection to revive us.
你在这里来遇见你的儿女。
To meet us.
我们一同仰望你。
We look to you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 当我们读以弗所书第六章这一段的时候
When we read the chapter 6 in Ephesians
我不知道弟兄姊妹的感觉如何
I don't know how you feel
为什么在这里要讲征战呢
Why does he need to talk about the warfare
前面是讲到教会的启示嘛
Did he talk about the revelation church
前面不是讲到教会的活吗
In the church life
这些是何等的美好呢
All these are wonderful
为什么要在这里特别要讲到征战呢
Why does he need to speak about the warfare
弟兄姊妹说到征战哈这件事情是我们无法避免的
We cannot avoid warfare
弟兄姊妹不要以为我们今天可以躲过征战
Don't think that we can avoid it
这场征战是无法避免的
This battle we cannot avoid
为什么呢
Why
因为仇敌最怕的就是神旨意的成就
The enemy is afraid that the will of God is done
仇敌最忍受不了的就是看见有一般的人竟然要让神的旨意成就在他们的中间。
The enemy cannot stand a group of people will accomplish the will of God among them.
他非常惧怕有一般人是起来的。
He's afraid that a group of people will rise up.
如果我们今天说我们都怕
If we all part, lay down.
我们都各自奔自己天花板的房屋。
We all live in the room that we built.
我们说我们根本不愿意为主的见证来分忧。
We are not worried about God's testimony.
我们只愿以地上的事为念。
We only have mindful of
专以自己的肚腹为神。
We only worship about belly.
弟兄姊妹，你发现你遇不见征战。
You will not see battle.
你可以躲过许多的征战。
You will avoid many battles.
但如果你说我今天愿意让神的旨意成就在我的身上。
If you say that you are willing for God to accomplish His will on you,
我愿意看见神教会的见证显明在聚会的当中。
You want to see the testimony of God revealed in the church.
我盼望那个合一的见证显明在我们的中间。
You want to see the unit, the oneness of testimony show up in the church.
弟兄姊妹，这场征战是无法避免的。
This battle cannot be avoided.
你说我在家里面，我就想。说我想怎么过
you say that you, however you want to live.
我做丈夫的我愿意怎样过就怎么过
being a husband I can do what I want
我愿意我这个做妻子的我想怎样的来发号施令就怎样的来发号施令
as a wife I can command whatever I please
弟兄姊妹你在家里面遇不见征战
you will not see warfare in your family
你在生活里遇不见征战
In your living, daily living, you will not
像刚才我们弟兄做的见证
Just like our brother has
每一次我们在众人面前用饭的时候
When we eat before the people
我们就揉揉眼睛
We just close our eyes
那是我们这擦眼镜的时候
When we clean our glasses
弟兄姊妹你遇不见征战
You will not see battle
如果那个时候你说我现在要将主的大旗高竖
But you say you want to stand the banner of God.
这个时候我要让主的名在我这一班人的中间被人家来尊崇。
You say you want to honor the name of God among the people.
弟兄姊妹，你一定遇见征战。
You will see warfare.
弟兄姊妹，讲到以弗所书。
When we speak of,
这是摸到神旨意书。
This is the book talk about the will of God.
因为在第一章里特别给我们看见神荣耀的旨意。
In chapter 1, he speaks of the glorious
will. 因为要照着所安排的。
Is according to what
到了日期满足的时候。
When the day is come.
使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
All will come into one in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌他知道自己的力量没有办法抵挡神。
The enemy knows that he has no power to be against God.
但是仇敌用各种各样的诡计，各种各样的方法，他要拦阻神旨意的成就。
But he uses all schemes to be against God's will to be done.
而神的教会就是神所使用的器皿，首先要成就他的旨意。
God's church is the vessel of God to accomplish
His will. 神的旨意要首先通行在他教会的身上。
God's will be done in his church.
所以当你读以弗所书的时候你就发现无可避免的我们一定会遇见征战
When you read the book of Ephesians that you know that you cannot avoid war
弟兄姊妹这场征战不是挑起来的
We did not start this battle
是仇敌忍受不了有一般人要为了主而活着
But the enemy cannot stand that there's a group of people with.
他没有办法忍受看见有一般人是为了主在那里把大旗竖起来的。
He cannot stand a group of people who raise the banner of God.
他实在是没有办法忍受看见耶稣基督见证显明在我们的中间。
He cannot stand that the testimony of Jesus Christ is among us.
弟兄姊妹，这场征战是仇敌惹起来的。
The enemy has started this battle.
弟兄姊妹，那你说他惹这个征战，那我不管他就好了吗？
If you say you can avoid this battle, I don't want to see it.
哎，你来跟我争战，我不跟你打嘛。
You can come to start a battle with me, but I don't.
弟兄姊妹，我们能不能免去这场征战呢
？Can we avoid it?
弟兄姊妹，你发现曾经有一班的神的儿女叫基列亚比的人。
There's a group of children of God.
他们那个时候哈、啊，当亚门人就是神的仇敌向他们挑战的时候。
When a Ammonites to start the battle.
哎呀，他们觉得自己太软。
They think they are weak.
哎呀，我们能过到中国已经很不容易了。
It's a difficult enough for us.
我们还要为耶和华征战吗
？What do we need to
fight? 我们投降了。
For God, we just surrender.
啊，我们都投降。
We just surrender.
我们不想征战。
We don't want to fight.
弟兄姊妹，你知道那个后果是什么吗
？Do you know what was the result?
你以为说仇敌就不跟你征战就走掉吗
？You think the enemy will leave without fighting?
弟兄姊妹，仇敌今天不会放过我们的。
The enemy will not give up.
仇敌就跟他们说哈，如果你们不征战的话
，The enemy tells them if you don't want to fight,
我们非常喜欢。
We like that.
但是有两个结果。
However, there's two results.
第一个结果就是你们要做我们的奴仆。
You shall be our slaves.
弟兄姊妹，一个神的儿女如果不肯为耶稣基督的见证而活着
，If the children of God will not be, will
你想免去这场征战的话
，If you want to avoid this battle,
首先在我们生命中，你发现我们要做世界的奴仆。
In your life, you will be slave of the.
我们要做败坏的奴仆。
You will be slave of the corruption.
这是头一。
This is the first result.
仇敌还不以此为满足。
The enemy will not be satisfied.
如果你不争。
If you don't fight.
如果你耶稣基督而活着的话。
If you don't want to live for.
不仅你要做败坏的奴仆。
Not only you will be the slave of corruption.
我们还要把你们的右眼都剜出来。
We will gouge out your right eye.
什么意思
？What does that mean?
他要让我们留在黑暗的当中。
He leaves us in darkness.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌把我们逼到了墙角。
He has cornered us.
如果我们是蒙恩得救神的儿女
，If we are saved by grace, the children.
如果我们里面不甘愿做世界败坏的奴仆
，If we are not willing to be the slave of this world.
我们不甘愿让仇敌把我们属灵的眼睛给剜出来。
We are not willing for the enemy to pluck out.
让我们落在属灵的黑暗的当中。
And left us in the spiritual darkness.
弟兄姊妹，你没有办法不征战。
You have to fight this battle.
弟兄姊妹，这场征战是无法避免的征战。
This battle cannot be avoided.
除非你说我这一生就要为自己而活。
Unless you say for the rest of your life.
这一生我就该以自己的肚腹为神。
You will worship only your stomach.
我甘愿一个。在黑暗里的人
I'm willing to live in darkness.
甘愿做世界败坏的奴仆
I'm willing to be slave of this world.
如果我们里面没有这样的我们里面如果我们里面有一点点不甘愿的话
If you are this, have a
我总是要为主的名站住
If you want to stand for the name
我总是让人知道耶稣基督是我的主
If you want people to know that the Lord is your Lord.
弟兄姊妹这场征战是无法避免的
You cannot avoid this battle.
弟兄姊妹你说这场征战既然是无法避免的
，You said this battle cannot be avoided.
那是不是太可怕了
？Isn't that horrible?
弟兄姊妹不需要怕。
You don't have to have fear.
为什么不需要怕
？Why?
因为这场征战不是属血气的征战。
Because this warfare is not the battle.
弟兄姊妹，所有的属血气的征战都是很可怕的。
All the battle of flesh and blood is very horrible.
但这场征战是属灵的征战。
But this battle is spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，你想想，所有属血气的征战全是非常可怕的。
All the struggle in the flesh and blood is very
horrible. 属血气的征战给所有的人都是亏损。
Fear of flesh and blood brings.
无论你觉得你是征战赢了还是输了。
No matter you win or lose.
最终的结果全都是受亏损。
At the end, you feel the loss.
但是这是一场属灵的征战。
But this is a battle in the spiritual realm.
弟兄姊妹，不需要惧怕。
You don't have to have fear.
为什么呢
Why?
因为属灵的征战是已经得胜的征战。
Because this spiritual battle we have won.
弟兄姊妹，这是属灵的征战非常特殊的一点。
This is a spiritual warfare.
属血气的征战，你不知道谁赢谁输的。
The battle in flesh and blood, we don't know who will win.
哎，你真的不晓得最后谁赢谁输的。
You don't know who will win this battle.
但是属灵的征战，你还没征战，你就知道你已经赢了。
For this spiritual battle, you know you have won.
因为主耶稣在十字架上已经败坏了掌死权的。
Because Jesus Christ has corrupted.
这里说我们要站住。
He said, "Stand up."
并没有要做任何的事情。
We don't need to do anything.
只要你站住就可以了。
Because you stand.
你站在耶稣基督得胜的地位上就可以了。
Stand on the position that Jesus Christ has.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的征战是不惧怕的。
You don't have fear in the spiritual.
虽然这场征战是我们无法避免的。
Even though we cannot avoid this war.
只要我们有心念为主而活着。
As long as we have this will.
只要我们盼望耶稣基督见证在我们的中间能够显明出来。
As long as you hope that you reveal the testimony of Jesus.
仇敌不会放过我们的。
Enemy will not give you.
弟兄姊妹，这实在也是一个聚会是不是真的跟随主一个很重要的标志。
This is a very important goal, whether this.
如果在一个聚会里大家都说平安了平安了。
If the church says peace to you.
你读旧约圣经，你真的都是假先知讲的道。
In the Old Testament, those are false prophets.
假先知在他们这些以色列人中间所讲的都是你们平安了。
Is in among the Israelites.
仇敌不会教导你们的。
Peace to you.
你们放心好了。
Have peace.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道那个时候是以色列百姓见证最荒凉的时候。
We know that is the desolate time for the.
如果神的儿女要起来为耶稣基督做见证的话
，If the children of God want to rise up,
这场争无法避免的。
We cannot avoid this battle.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不需要惧怕。
But we don't have to fear.
这场征战太稀奇了。
Because special battle.
这是属灵的征战。
This is a spiritual warfare.
不是属血气的征战。
It's not belong to flesh.
既然是属灵的征战，我们就不需要惧怕。
We don't have fear in this spiritual
battle. 因为我们征战的元帅已经完全得胜了。
Because our commander has won.
他已经败坏了掌死权的。
He has corrupted the.
今天他让我们在我们生活中来经历他的得胜。
Today that we will experience his victory.
那你说何必呢？
Why?
何苦来呢？
Why would you
need to do this? 他既然已经得胜了。
He has overcome.
为什么还让我们要在生活中在时间里再来经历一遍呢？
Why do we need to experience this in time?
弟兄们，这是神的智慧。
This is the wisdom of God.
神借着仇敌的征战。
Through the enemy's warfare.
来成就他在我们身上的旨意。
To accomplish the will, his will in.
你看这里写多么好。
Here is very well written.
他说哈，成就一切。
To accomplish all.
弟兄姊妹，你发现征战是要成就一切的。
You see the war to accomplish all.
你有没有发现，我们所有属灵的经历里面，最宝贵的得着都是借着征战得着的。
In all our very special. Experiences we gain through the warfare.
人的怒气要成就主的荣美。
The anger of man will accomplish God's glory.
弟兄姊妹，太稀奇了，是不是？
Isn't that amazing?
这是神的智慧。
This is the wisdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，神的智慧是借着仇敌的挑战来成就神在我们身上所要实行的一切的旨意。
Through the challenge of the enemy, that he will accomplish all of his will.
他要在我们身上成就一切。
He will complete his will in us.
弟兄姊妹，太稀奇了，是不是？
Isn't that amazing?
弟兄姊妹，你想想，我们的信心怎么样能够有信心呢？
How can we have faith?
很多的人求信心。
Many people ask.
整天看自己信心是小的。
We see our faith.
我们盼望有大信心。
We want.
我们盼望有宝贵的信心。
A precious faith.
弟兄姊妹，所有的信心都是借着敌对而增长的。
All the faith will grow when we come against.
弟兄姊妹，没有仇敌的对抗，信心就没有办法增长。
When we don't come against the enemy, our faith will not grow.
一个人如果从来没经过风浪的时候。
When you did not.
他从来不知道他的主是能够平静风和海的神。
You don't know the Lord will calm the sea.
如果我们不经过红海的那个经历，
we do not, if we do not cross the river,
我们从来不晓得原来神可以使我们过红海如同走干地。
We will never know that the Lord will allow us cross red sea.
弟兄姊妹，在温室里面养不出大信心来。
In the warm climate, you will not grow big faith.
借着征战。借着敌对使信心意志的增长。
Against all the battle that we will our faith will grow.
弟兄姊妹，你发现摩西他在神面前经过多少次的属灵的征战？
You see, Moses had experienced many battles before the Lord.
我们很羡慕摩西，他能够与神这样面对面。
We admire that the Lord, Moses can come face to face.
我们很羡慕摩西在神面前有亮的启示。
We love the Jesus.
那个山上的样式就这样清清楚楚地启示给摩西。
The pattern of the mountain was revealed to him.
别人和神对话都是借着天使借着梦，摩西与神是面对面的。
Everyone else talked to the Lord through his dream or angel, but Moses talked to him
face to face. 我们盼望以弗所书的启示清清楚楚地启示给我们吗？
Do we hope for the revelation of the Ephesians to us?
弟兄姊妹，若不是仇敌搅扰我们，若不是经过属灵的征战，弟兄姊妹，我们对于教会合一没有那么宝贵。
Unless we experience the battle, we don't know the union in church.
The preciousness of the unity of the church. 你知道这个，我们每一次被仇敌搅扰的时候。
Every time we are come against with enemy,
每次仇敌破坏我们合一的时候,
when he destroyed the union,
姊妹，我们在主面前祷告，我们都发现那个合一何等的宝贵。
When we pray, how precious the unity is.
我们里面被过越被神的灵开启，说若不是有一个身体合一的见证，弟兄姊妹，我们在这个地上没有办法为主耶稣基督做那个真实的见证。
Unless we don't have a testimony of the unity, we cannot bear the real. Testimony for God.
不要怕征战,
Do not be afraid of to fight.
仇敌越是搅扰我们,
if the enemy comes against us,
你发现我们那个属天的意象就越清楚,
we will see clearly the vision of heaven.
你看使徒保罗, 你说, 你真的羡慕他, 对不对?
We really admire
the Apostle Paul. 多么亮啊,
in his epistle, it's very bright. When we read the book of
Ephesians,
at his old age,
是他在监狱里的时候,
in the prison,
是他经过了一生的征战的时候,
through all the battle he has fought,
你看见他越经过这些属灵的征战, 他对那个从天上来的异象越过越清楚,
he will see clearly the heaven,
好像义人的路, 真的好像黎明的光啊, 越照越明, 直到日,
like the path of the righteous will brighter and brighter until the noon update.
弟兄姊妹，你发现借着属灵的征战， 我们在主的面前真的成为一般有启示的人。
Through the spiritual battle, we see that we have vision.
不再是头脑的知识。
It's not just knowledge in our head.
今天我们对基督身体的那个认识是在灵里的看见。
What we know about the body of Christ is in our spirit.
所以我们要靠着圣灵极力保守在灵里合而为一的心。
We need to, by the Holy Spirit, we need to keep the unity of the body.
弟兄姊妹，所有的一切属灵的丰富都是借着征战得来的。
All the fullness of the Spirit is through battle.
你看加勒借着征战得着产业，是不是？
You see, Caleb gained the inheritance through the battle.
约书亚借着征战让他的生命成熟起来，是不是？
Joshua's life was come to maturity
through battle.
Joshua took over Moses' job.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等稀奇事！
This is very amazing.
我们如果要接替摩西的职任，不是一件简单的事。
It's not easy to take over Moses' job.
如果我们这个器皿不成熟的话，
if the vessel is not mature，
如果我们的生命不老练的话，
if our life is not well trained，
这200多万的以色列重担一下就把我们压垮了。
The burden of leading the 2 million will corrupt.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是借着征战带进来的。
Through the battle, all these are brought in.
所以弟兄姊妹，一面来讲，征战是无法避免的。
On one aspect, we cannot avoid it.
但是一面，征战是可喜悦的。
On the other, we rejoice.
弟兄姊妹，因为借着征战，把我们带进所有属灵的丰富的里面。
Through the warfare, we are led into the fullness.
借着征战，神要在我们身上成就一切，而且还要站立得稳。
All things will accomplish in us through the battle, and we will stand firm.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们盼望我们在主面前读这一章的时候，
when we read this chapter before the Lord,
盼望不要觉得这一章是好像是给我们中间很少数人写的。
Don't think that it's for those very.
我倒好在主里面还很软弱了。
I'm still weak in the Lord.
我今天啊还能只顾到我自己这个天花板的房屋呢。
I can only attend to my house.
好像这场征战离我非常遥远。
This warfare is very far from me.
哦不，弟兄姊妹，这场征战就在我们生活的当中。
No, this warfare is in your daily life.
就在我们工作的里面。
Is in your work.
就在我们每一天的家庭生活的当中。
In your daily life, in your family.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们有心愿为了主的见证而活着的话，
If you have a will to live for the testimony of Jesus,
这场征战是不会避免的。
You cannot avoid this battle.
但是感谢主，借着这样的征战，我们这个人被主成全起来。
Thank the Lord, through this battle, we are.
我们这个人被主改变。
Build up.We are changed.
我们的生命成熟了。
Our life is mature.
我们得着产业了。
We have gained the
inheritance. 我们在主面前看见了属天的异象。
Before the Lord, we see the vision in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这场征战不仅是不可避免的，更是可喜悦的。
This battle can avoid it is we can rejoice in it.
那么，既然是属灵的征战
，This is a spiritual.
所以这里面就给我们看见。这个神的征战至少有三个特点。
There are three characteristics of the spiritual battle.
首先。这场征战，这个仇敌呢是属灵的。
This, in this battle, the enemy is spiritual.
这里讲的非常清楚。
Very clearly, here he tells us.
他说啊，我们不是与属血气的征战。
We, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
But against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你有没有明白这句话的意思
？I don't know. You understand what he's talking about?
既然是属灵的征战
，If it's spiritual,
它头一个特点就是那个征战的仇敌是属灵的。
Then the first characteristic means the enemy is.
这我们要特别的清楚。
We need to be clear.
因为我们知道征战的首要就是谁是我们的敌人首要的问题啊。
This is the very first problem that.
如果你在征战里面都不晓得谁是你的仇敌。
If you don't know who is your enemy in the
battle. 你这仗怎么打呢
？How can you fight?
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们家里面有了争执了。
There's an argument in our.
哎呦，我们说我们家里有属灵的征战了。
We said there's spiritual.Warfare,
但在我们的感觉里面，我们的仇敌是我们的先生。
In our feeling that we are the enemy is our husband.
我们的仇敌是我们的太太。
The enemy is the wife.
是我们的公公婆婆。
Or our mother-in-law.
是我们的老丈人，是我们的岳母。
Or mother-in-law.
或者是我们的孩子。
Or even our children.
我们觉得说这个家里的人就是我的仇敌。
We feel the member of our family.
我们还引用主的话，对不对？
Even we use the word of the Lord.
主耶稣说的嘛。
Because Jesus said.
不，人的仇敌就是自己家里的人嘛。
Our enemy is the member of our.
所以我们说，我们今天这仇敌就是我们家里的人呢。
So we say that the enemy is the member of our.
有的时候我们说我们天天属灵的征战。
So we experience.
我们说我们的这个属灵的征战真的是不可避免的。
We cannot avoid the spiritual warfare.
那对我们来讲不是喜悦的。
This is not joyful.
因为我们征战了半天，你发现我们受了很多的亏损。
Every time we fight, that we lost.
打到后来，我们全家都分裂了。
Till the end, that we have division in our family.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到神的家里面，你觉得谁是你的仇敌呢
？When you come to the house of God, who is your enemy?
是不是你的弟兄是你的仇敌呢
？Is it your brethren?
是你的姊妹是你的仇敌吗
？Or the sisters is your enemy?
哦，弟兄姊妹，如果我们不晓得我们的仇敌是谁的话，这场征战没法打的。
If you don't know who is the enemy, you cannot fight.
这里告诉我们非常清楚。
Here he tells us very clearly.
因为是属灵的征战，所以那个仇敌是属灵的。
Because the warfare is spiritual, so the enemy is
spiritual. 不是你的先生。
It's not your husband.
不是你的太太。
It's not your wife.
不是公公，不是婆婆，不是丈母娘，不是这个老丈人，都不是。
It's not the parents of in-laws.
绝不是你的。
Of course, it's not your husband.
也不是老板。
It's not your boss.
也不是整天害你的同事。
It's not your colleague.
你知道有的时候我们觉得这个同事就是仇敌。
We think that one of the colleagues is our enemy.
求神为我来伸冤呐。
May the Lord to revenge.
仇敌又来攻击我了。
The enemy is.
耶和华是我的避难所。
The Lord is my refuge.
耶和华要为我伸冤。
He will revenge.
我要亲眼看见仇敌遭报。
I want to see the enemy.
我们引用大卫的诗篇。
We use the song.
我们祷告的时候铿锵有力。
We pray with power.
弟兄姊妹，我们错了。
We are wrong.
他们都不是我们的仇敌。
They are not our enemies.
弟兄姊妹，我们要进行这场征战，首要的是要看见到底谁是我们的仇敌。
When we are in this warfare, we need to see first who is the enemy.
仇敌是属灵的。
The enemy is spiritual.
是那个背后那些执政的掌权的。
Is those who are the
rulers. 是那管辖着幽暗世界的。
Who reigns over the
spiritual
darkness.
那些恶魔是仇敌啊。
Those are in the heavenly places.
弟兄姊妹，千万看错。
Do not see.
什么？我们看错了，我们觉得人是我们的仇敌。弟兄姊妹，我们这场征战就输了。
When you see man as your enemy, then you have lost.
这场征战没法打的。
There's no way to fight.
弟兄姊妹，这是这场属灵征战的头一个特点。
This is the first characteristic of.
不要觉得这个无所谓。
Don't think this is.
今天仇敌常常把自己藏起来的。
The enemy hide himself.
他告诉你说，那个上面讲到那个乱讲。
The speaker is speaking wrong.
根本没有仇敌。
There's no enemy.
都是空气。
It's all air.
你要跟背后的这些属灵的仇敌打，那根本就打空气的。
If you're fighting with the enemy in the spirit, you are fighting with air.
这场属灵的征战，第一不是和属血气的征战。
This spiritual warfare is not against the flesh.
也不是在那打空气。
It's not fighting in air.
弟兄姊妹，是真实的属灵的仇敌啊。
This is a true spiritual enemy.
哦，弟兄姊妹，今天许许神的儿女，要不然就在那里打空气。
Many children of God are fighting.
要不然坐在那里和属血气的征战。
Or fighting against the flesh and blood.
说实在的，
In matter of
fact, 如果照着这里所说的，
According to this,
连我们自己都不是仇敌。
We are not even enemy to ourselves.
我们也是属血气的。
We are flesh and blood.
不要觉着好像自己跟自己过不去一样。
Don't think you are fighting against yourself.
弟兄姊妹，这个仇敌是完全属灵的。
This enemy is spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不认识这一点，我们这场征战一定输的。
If you don't know this, you will.
仇敌在旁边一定看我们笑话的。
The enemy will laugh at you.
明明他是我们的仇敌，然后我们彼此之间打起来了。
He is our enemy, yet we are
fighting against ourselves. 你跟你的先生打起来了。
You are fighting against.
你跟你的公公婆婆打起来了。
You are fighting against your
parents. 弟兄姊妹，仇敌在那里嘲笑我们。
The enemy is laughing at you.
因为那根本不是我们的敌人。
Because that is not our enemy.
弟兄姊妹，没有错，属血气的征战，确确实实你发现你的公公婆婆那种是你的仇敌。
If there's a warfare in flesh and blood, the in-laws are your enemy.
如今天进行的是一场属血气的。
If the warfare is in flesh and blood,
你发现你周围的许多的人事物都是你的仇敌。
The manner and in the people are your enemies.
但感谢主，今天我们所进行的是一场属灵的征战。
But thank the Lord, this is a spiritual enemy.
所以我们要认清我们的敌人。
We need to know our enemy.
是那空中之争掌权的。
He is the ruler and power.
是那个空中的那些恶魔是我们的仇敌啊。
He is the forces of wickedness.
千万不要把你的弟兄和你的姊妹当成你的仇敌。
Don't place your brethren or sister as your.
这是这场属灵征战头一个非常重要的特点。
This is a very important characteristic.
第二个特点。
The second.
我们要知道这个征战的战场也是属灵的。
We need to know where is the field of the battle.
弟兄姊妹，在哪儿征战呢？
Where do we fight this?
弟兄姊妹，你在哪儿征战？
Where?
你读这段时间，你觉得你在哪儿征战？
When you read this battlefield,
有的人说啊，我家里是战场。
I think my house is.
看我家里一从我这个到家里就是一场征战。
Every time I go home, I have to fight.
有的时候，这个在公司里那是一场征战。
In my workplace, that's the battlefield.
有时候不对不对。既然是属灵的，应该在教会里乃是我们征战的战场。
You say this spiritual warfare, it must be in the church.
弟兄姊妹，这都不是我们征战的战场。
All these are not the battlefield.
家是我们这个生活的地方。
Our family is where we live.
公司是刚才我们弟兄讲，是我们见证主的地方。
The workplace is where we bear testify.
教会是我们彼此相爱的地方。
The church is where we love each other.
这些都不是我们征战的地方。
This is not the battlefield.
弟兄们，如果这些是我们征战的地方，那么最后打完了，我们最后都四分五裂了。
If these are the places where we fight, then we have division after the battle.
这是一场属灵的征战。
Because this is a spiritual battle.
属灵的征战，第一我们要认识到底谁是我们的仇敌。
First, we have to know who is the enemy.
第二个重点，必须要知道这个 这个战场在哪里？
Secondly, we need to know where is the battlefield.
你读这里，你发现战场在哪里呢？
It is. Do you know where?
属灵征战的那个战场也是属灵的。
The spiritual battle is fought in the spiritual battlefield.
弟兄姊妹，这场属灵征战在哪打呢？
Where is that?
乃是在祷告中打的。
We fight it in the prayer.
弟兄姊妹，教会的祷告是属灵征战的战场。
The prayer of church is the battlefield of this spiritual warfare.
弟兄姊妹，你打开圣经，你真的看得非常清楚。
When you open and read the Bible, you will see clearly.
什么时候神的百姓遇见仇敌的时候？
When the people of God meet the enemy.
发现那个战场，真正的属灵战场乃是祷告。
The real battlefield is in prayer.
我们知道以色列百姓当他们出埃及以后遇见的头一个仇敌是谁？
When the Israelites exiled from the, do you know
what? 告诉大家，头一个仇敌是谁？
Who is the first enemy?
头一个仇敌是谁？圣经不熟啊，没有关系。头一个仇敌就是敌人。
The Amalekites.
弟兄姊妹，那是一个代表。每一次提到头一次的时候，都是一个代表。
That is the first representation.
那是所有属灵征战的一个预表。
That is the
我们看见在外面是约书亚拿着刀去杀亚玛利人。
We see the Joshua used the knife to fight.
但是真正的战场是在山上。
But the first battle was still.
那是摩西举起杖来，那为以色列人祷告。
When Moses raised his cane.
圣经上特别记载。
The Bible,
他没有说每一次约书亚拿刀杀的时候以色列就得胜。
He did not say that Joshua killed
someone. 约书亚那个刀软弱的时候以色列就失败。
Whenever he's weak, then the Israelites.
整个的征战的战场的胜负不在乎约书亚那把刀。
The victory is not determined by the knife.
所有征战的胜负在乎摩西的那个在山上的祷告。
But it's determined by Moses.
圣经上说什么时候摩西做祷告，以色列人就得胜。
Whenever Moses raised his hand to pray,
什么时候摩西的手软弱，亚玛力人就得胜。
Whenever Moses' arms were weak,
弟兄姊妹，这是圣灵给我们看见一个非常清楚的图画。
The Holy Spirit allows these.
属灵的征战的战场乃是在教会的祷告的上面。
The spiritual battlefield is in the prayer.
哦，弟兄姊妹，真的求主把这场征战的整个的这个图画给我们看清楚。
May the Lord allow us to see the clear.
要不然今天我们在这里打了半天，都打的还是属血气的征战。
When we fight the battle, we are fighting in the
flesh and blood. 我们以为征战的战场是教会的里面。
We thought the battlefield is in our.
我们以为征战的战场是我们家里面。
We thought it's in our family.
弟兄姊妹，因为战场我们摆错了，你发现我们不。好像不自这个不由自主的就又变成了一个属血气的征战。
Because we went to the wrong battlefield and we are fighting in the flesh and blood.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情真的要求圣灵给我们开启。
May the Holy Spirit open our eyes.
你看到了新约也是一样啊。
起
初教会在那遇到仇敌抵挡的时候，
When the church meet the enemy first,
那个时候仇敌借着那个希律王就杀了这个教会的领袖。
King Saul,
he, 他们把那个约翰的哥哥雅各就给杀掉了。
He killed his,
然后又在那继续残害，把彼得也抓起来了，是不是？
Captured Peter too.
弟兄姊妹，当仇敌在那里进攻、残害、迫害教会的时候，
When the enemy is persecuting the church,
你看圣经上怎么写呢？
The Bible has recorded.
他们不是于属血气的挣扎。
They are not fighting against the flesh and blood.
他们不是搞一个暗杀队，把那个希律给他把他暗杀了。
They did not form a team to murder the
king. 这场征战不是于属血气的征战。
We are not fighting against the flesh and blood.
当时教会他们看得非常的清楚。
They see a very
这场征战乃是属灵的征战。
This battle is
那个征战的战场不是到那个希律的衙门去跟他打仗。
The battlefield is not to go to the official.
弟兄姊妹，他们乃是祷告里面来和仇敌征战。
In the prayer, they are fighting against the enemy.
所以你看，当教会在那里昼夜祷告的时候，
When the church is praying day and night,
我们看见神在那做事。
We see God will.
不仅彼得从里面释放出来，从监牢里释放出来，而且那个不可一世的律就被一个小虫子就咬死了。
And the king was, had died because of the
little worm.
Little worm.
弟兄姊妹，这场征战是属灵的。
This battle is spiritual.
仇敌是属灵的。
The enemy is spiritual.
战场也是属灵的。
The battlefield is spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，你发现仇敌今天 非常大的诡计，会是破坏最厉害的，就是教会的祷告。
The scheme of the enemy will destroy the prayer meeting.
我们个人在神面前求好处，这个仇敌根本不 care。我告诉你
，The enemy wouldn't care what you ask.
随便你求
，Oh goodness, whatever you want to ask.
弟兄姊妹，但是教会在主面前的那个征战的祷告，是仇敌最惧怕的。
When the church is praying for the battle,
因为这场征战直接摸到了他的利益。
Because this had something to do with his benefit.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现呢？在整个教会的这个聚会里面，祷告聚会总是少的，是不是这样
？We see the fewer will go to the prayer meeting.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌用了多少的诡计啊
！With how many schemes?
让人感觉说祷告聚会是最没用的聚会。
We see that the prayer meeting is.
祷告聚会是最可以没有的聚会。
We can avoid that meeting.
什么聚会都可以，祷告聚会是可以没有的。
Any meeting cannot go away, but.
弟兄姊妹，一个聚会如果把祷告聚会给取消了。
If we cancel the prayer meeting,
这样的聚会，仇敌根本不 care 我们了。
The enemy will not care for our
meeting. 你觉得你好像你遇不见征战了
？You will not meet.
你想做什么就做什么了。
Whatever you need, you want to do.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你觉得这样的耶稣基督见证能显明在我们中间吗
？You think the testimony of Jesus?
我们都不知不觉被仇敌给掳去了。
We have been captured by.
我们成了败坏了世界的奴仆。
We are the slave of the corruption.
我们属灵的眼睛瞎掉了。
Our spiritual eyes are blind.
弟兄姊妹。这件事太严肃了。
This is very serious.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不认识这场征战是属灵的
，If we don't know this battle,
不晓得我们的仇敌是属灵的
，And the enemy,
我们征战的战场也是属灵的
，And the battlefield is spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，这场征战里面，我们有的时候有心愿为主耶稣基督做见证。
Even though we have the will to bear testimony for Jesus Christ in this warfare,
但你发现仇敌却在我们中间肆意的来破坏我们。
But you see, the enemy can do any
destruction. 怎么搞的？我们好像用了很大的力气了。
We have put up many efforts.
怎么就在我们中间显不出那个见证来呢
？But yet we don't see the result of.
怎么就看不见神那个大的祝福下来呢
？We don't see God's blessing among us.
哦，弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们不晓得那个属灵的仇敌到底是谁。
Because we don't know who is the enemy.
我们也忽略了这个属灵的战场到底在哪里。
And we don't know where is the battlefield.
第三个特点
，The third characteristic，
不仅是属灵的仇敌，是属灵的战场。
Not only a spiritual enemy is spiritual battlefield。
这里告诉我们，征战的兵器也必须是属灵的，对不对
？Here the
weapon.
The weapon is spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，不能够用属血气的兵器。
We cannot use the
属血气的兵器从来不能成就神的工。
All these cannot accomplish God's will.
征战既然是属灵的
，If this battlefield is
就必须用属灵的兵器。
We have to use the weapon in spiritual weapon.
当你读这段圣经，我不知道你的感觉如何。
I don't know how you feel when you read this.
你知道征战哈？我们知道一般的提到征战，我们的印象就是力量的抗衡，对不对
？When we mention battle, we are fighting
那是军队能那个势力的抗衡，对不对？如果两个国家打起来的时候
When two nations are fighting,
你要看见这个军队有多少坦克那个军队有多少坦克
you see how many tanks are
这个军队有多少的核弹头那个军队有多少核弹头对不对
Or how many nuclear weapons they have.
你要看见那个以力对立那个能力的对抗
you see the power struggle.
弟兄姊妹你发现在以弗所书第六章里特别好像没有提到这件事
In this chapter yet he did not mention all that
为什么
Why?
因为这场属灵的征战
Because this is a spiritual warfare.
仇敌与我们同在的比他大多了
Because the enemy knows who is with us.
耶稣基督他的能力比仇敌能力大太多了
The power of Jesus Christ is greater than him.
仇敌最大的能力是什么
What is his greatest power of
the
enemy?
仇敌最大的能力是什么
What is his greatest power?
不知道一定要知道仇敌这样你一定要知道不知道不可以的仇敌最大的能力就是死亡啊
His greatest power is death.
他不能够比死亡更大的能力
He cannot have greater
power than death. 仇敌最大最了不起的能力就是死亡
Death is the greatest power.
但是我们主最起码的能力是什么
But our the most the least
fundamental 这个最基本的能力就是复活
is resurrection.
弟兄姊妹仇敌知道基督身上运行的大能太大了。
Because the enemy knows.
神叫他从死里复活。
God has raised him
from the dead. 而且升到天上。
And ascended to
high. 远超过一切有能的、主治的、有名的。
Above all rulers.
无论是今世的、来世都超过了。
Even in the present.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你看在基督身上所运行的大能是何等超越的大。
See the power on Jesus Christ is.
瞧自己知道他的能力根本没有办法和基督的能力相比。
Because the enemy knows that he cannot compare with the powers of Jesus.
所以这里说，只要我们站在主这一边就可以了。
As long as we stand on the side of Jesus.
只要在基督里头靠。这主在你知道在中文凡是翻到靠主的时候你就知道你就直接把它翻成在主里就可以了
so, we can translate in Christ
在中文圣经翻的靠着主在原文都是在主里
in the original text is in Christ
弟兄姊妹在主里在基督身上运行的大能就在教会身上运行
The power that's moving in the church
因为他向着我们这些信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
Because he has revealed this power in the church.
所以他说靠着主的大能大力做刚强的人就可以了。
By his power we have strength.
所以这场征战他在讲到这个属灵的兵器的时候他不讲能力的。
When he speak of the spiritual weapon, he did not bring the power.
稍微提一下就可以了。
All he mentioned.
仇敌知道自己能力不够。
Because they know that he doesn't
have the power. 那他怎么样能够抵挡的旨意呢
？How can he come against?
他怎么来进行这场征战呢
？How can he fight this battle?
这讲得非常清楚。
Very clearly.
他用诡计。
He used schemes.
所以这里面所提到的每一个兵器。
Every weapon mentioned here.
圣灵特别启示我们是对付仇敌的诡计。
The Holy Spirit reveals to us that it's against His schemes.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌的能力是不需要对付的。
The power of enemy we do not have to.
只要我们在基督里，在基督身上运行大能，就运行在我们身上。
As long as we are in Christ, the power in Christ, we have that.
不要整天说你软弱。
Don't say that you are weak.
那是仇敌的诡计。
This is the scheme of the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，圣经给我们看见，在基督身上的能力，就是运行在我们身上的能力。
We see that the power that's in Christ is in us.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌今天之所以能够打败我们，
if the enemy can,
之所以让我们常常陷在困境当中，
and allow us to struggle,
不是因为他大能力，
is not that he has power,
乃是因着他的诡计。
But by his schemes.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你知道我们何等有心愿能够在这场征战里面与主同工呢？
We want to work with the Lord in this battle.
我们何等盼望能够在教会的祷告的里面能够让仇敌遇见失败呢
？We want to see the failure of him in the prayer of church.
但是弟兄姊妹，你发现仇敌是诡计多端呢、啊、
？We see that he has many schemes.
这里边说你们要拿起身全副的军装
，Here he say take up
然后抵挡那恶者的诡计
，to resist the evil.
然后我们就可以成就一切。
Then we can.
然后我们还能站立得住。
Then we can stand firm.
盼望弟兄姊妹把这些话读得清清楚楚。
Read it clearly, carefully.
所以我们现在要看见说这个属灵的兵器到底怎么对付仇敌的诡计。
We want to see the armor of God. How can it come against the
enemy? 如果我们不晓得仇敌的诡计
，If we don't know the scheme of the enemy,
我根本也不晓得神为我们预备的是怎样的军装。
We don't know what God has prepared.
我们都不知道军装怎么用的。
We don't even know how to use the armor.
因为你都不知道仇敌怎么来进攻我们。
Because we don't know how this enemy come against you.
这里面给我们看见仇敌头一个诡计是什么
？Here he tells us first the scheme of the enemy is.
你看那个头一个兵器你就知道了，对不对？
See which armor you have.
仇敌今天让我们以许多的事物缠身。
Today we are surrounded with.
你知道这个在原文征战就是摔跤。
In the original text.
我们今天是和属灵的仇敌在摔跤。
We are wrestling with a spiritual
enemy. 你有没有看见过摔跤的
？Have you seen the game？
摔跤的人啊，如果有一方呢，他是轻装上阵的。
If on one side he didn't.
有一方呢，身上绑了很多的大石头。
On the other side, he's carry a lot of stones.
我不知道你觉得谁能够得胜
？You don't. Do you know who will win？
这里告诉我们说，不要将事物缠身。
Do not.Surrounded by
girdled by many things. 让我们要 girdled with the truth.
We need to be girdled with truth.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们这个腰上总是要缠东西的。
We need to see that we need to gird our loins.
你不以真理束腰哈，仇敌就让你用许多的人事物在那束腰。
If you not gird your loins with truth, then the enemy will gird your loins.
如果我们不晓得神这个属灵的兵器的话
，If we don't know the armor of God，
弟兄姊妹，连祷告机会你都来不了的。
Then you cannot attend the prayer meeting。
太多的东西可以缠身了，对不对
？Many things will surround you。
弟兄姊妹，我们这个生活里太多的事情了。
Many things。
而且你发现，特别是要到祷告聚会的时候，
especially it will happen on the day
你就发现不仅工作开始忙起来了，
you will work very
孩子也开始生病了，
the children will,
事情你发现就开始这个紊乱了，
many things will get mixed up。
弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现这是一场属灵的征战呢？
See, this is a spiritual battle.
弟兄姊妹，这里面说你不要用其他的这些来缠身的。
Not gird yourself with others.
要用真理来束腰。
But gird your loins with truth.
什么是真理？
What is truth?
弟兄姊妹，这里讲的真理乃是圣经里面所启示出来的真理。
The truth is revealed in the Bible.
主的话就是真理。
The word of God is truth.
耶稣在地上在约翰十七章里祷告的时候，父啊，你的道就是真理。
Jesus prayed that your word is the truth.
这一个真理不是字句。
This truth is not just
是这个话里面的精义。
Is the truth.
什么时候摸到这个真理的灵的时候，你发现我们这个人就被真理束腰。
When you touch the spirit of truth, then you are girded with your truth.
有一个服侍主多年的弟兄，
a brother that served the Lord many years.
他到了七十几岁的时候，
when he was in 70s.
有一次他完全的这个病倒在床上。
He was sick very ill.
那么他觉得这一生哈、啊、主不会再用他了。
He think that the Lord had would not use him again.
他想说我这一后面的这个日子哈、啊、就在床上去见主了。
He would think that he would just lay on the bed and wait to see the Lord.
有认识主的弟兄去看他。
After that, know the Lord will go to see him.
他们因为都是在主里很久的弟兄。
Because they are in Christ many years.
他们见面的时候什么话都没有讲。
When they see each other, they did not say anything.
他们在那里安静了许久的时间。
They are quiet. They just keep quiet.
那么这个看望的弟兄里面就有一句话。
The brother went to see him has words in to tell him.
他说：“弟兄
，brother，
侍奉是我们的生命。
Service is our life.
这是真理。”
This is the truth.
这是从以弗所书第四章那些字句里面出来的真理。
This is the truth from Ephesians chapter 4.
我们的躺在床上的弟兄听到了这句话。
The brother that was on the bed heard this word.
他不再以软弱缠身。
He will not gird with weakness.
他用真理来束腰。
He will gird his loin with truth.
从那天开始。
From that day forward.
他继续在主面前为神讲道，为神来做工，有二十年的时间。
He will work for the Lord and preach for the Lord for years.
到九十多岁的时候被。
Till he in his 90s, he was received by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，要以真理束腰。
Brothers and sisters, we need to gird.
仇敌今天盼望我们以软弱束腰。
And the enemies want us to gird.
他让我们以我们的属血气的兵器束腰。
We want to gird our.
大卫在神面前就看见说，他需要以真理来束腰。
David sees that he needs.
当他去和哥利亚在征战的时候，
when he fought the Goliath,
他没有用那些属血气的兵器束腰。
He did not gird himself with.
他跟哥利亚讲：“你与我征战是靠刀枪剑戟。”
He said, "You fight with me with sword."
我与你征战是靠着万军之耶和华的名。
I fight with you with the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，他用真理来束腰。
He gird himself.
因为真理怎么说呢
？What does truth say?
真理说胜败。战争的胜败不在乎刀枪剑戟。
The victory of the battle is not determined.
战争的胜败乃在乎万军之耶和华。
But by determined by the Lord of the host.
不在乎你能干。
It's not by your.
也不在乎你的软弱。
It's not by your weakness.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们常说我们软弱，我们不配。
Every time we are worthless and weak.
弟兄姊妹，征战的胜败不在乎你配不配。
But the victory is not determined.
征战的胜败乃在乎耶和华。
But it's determined by the Lord of the
host. 弟兄姊妹，多少的时候我们用这些消极的思想、软弱的东西把自己缠起来。
Many times we gird ourselves with these passive thoughts.
弟兄姊妹，大卫知道用真理来束腰。
But David knows to gird himself with truth.
弟兄姊妹，这场征战首先是必须与真理束腰。
This battle we need to gird ourselves with truth.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要用人事物来束腰。
Do not gird yourself.
不要用软弱束腰。
Or weakness.
不要用我们的疾病来束腰。
Or your sickness.
在 A.B. Simpson 他自己的一个传记里面。
Brother A.B. Simpson wrote.
我读的时候真的感觉到真的是非常受鼓舞。
I was encouraged by his writing.
有一段的时间，他说他身上所有的器官都有毛病。
Many in time that he all his organs has problem.
他想出去看望，没有力气。
He has no strength to visit brothers and sisters.
他连讲一篇道从头站到尾的力气都没有。
He doesn't even have the strength to stand.
那个时候他才四十来岁。
He's in his forties.
哇，一个年的人，甚至连一篇道的时间都站不下来。
In his middle age, he cannot even stand for that.
啊，那个时候仇敌就让他身上缠的都是一些疾病，都是一些软弱。
The enemies put weaknesses and sickness in him.
当他读主的话的时候
，When he read the word of God,
主的话向他显现出来。
The word of God revealed him.
基督是你的医治。
Christ is your healing.
我们的弟兄用真理来素药。
Our brother girded himself with truth.
我们知道后来几十年的时间，神是怎样大用我们的弟兄。
Many decades the Lord had used him.
他在他的传记里说，他不知道为什么他现在身上没有一点的病痛。
In his biography, he said he has no more illness.
他就觉着有一股说不出的力量在他里面涌流。
He said he has this strength in him.
弟兄姊妹，今天仇敌就盼望我们所有的人都以事物缠身。
Today the enemy want to gird ourselves with all the
men. 我们连祷告机会都来不了。
Not even attend and
pray. 怎么这场征战怎么打呢
？How can we fight this battle?
我们看见说这是仇敌的诡计。
This is the scheme of the enemy.
后面他告诉我们，这征战的兵器是什么呢
？What other armors do we have?
用公义当护心镜。
We have the breastplate of righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，为什么公义当护心镜
？Why do we use the breastplate of righteousness?
因为仇敌知道。义人祷告的功效怎么样？是大有能力的。
Because the enemy knows the prayer from the righteous has power.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌是昼夜控告弟兄的。
The enemy will accuse the brothers from day and night.
我们需要用公义当成护心镜啊。
We need to use the breastplate of
righteousness. 基督是我们的公义。
Jesus is our righteousness.
主耶稣基督的宝血已经完全洗净我们一切的罪。
His precious blood has cleansed us.
弟兄姊妹，我们作为弟兄胜过仇敌，是因着羔羊的宝血。
The brothers overcome him by the blood.
而且是因着自己所见证的道。
And also the witness of his testimony.
一面来讲，我们站在圣公义的地位上；
另
一面，让公义的圣洁的生命从我们里面显明出来。弟兄姊妹，你不要以为这是来到人面前。
Don't think that you stand before man.
人不知道我们干什么。
Man would not know.
人不知道我们在人看不见的时候做什么。
Man would not know when you.
今天你来到祷告的里面。
When you come before.
仇敌知道你这个人昨天在干什么。
The enemy knows what you did.
他知道你现在在想什么。
He knows what you're thinking.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到这场征战的里面，不是与输血气的征战。
When we come into this battle, we are
not. 你不要以为人看不见就没事了。
Don't think the man will not see.
我们的仇敌跟我们摔跤的是仇敌，是属灵的仇敌。
We are wrestling with the enemy.
他跟你摔跤，他知道你那是软的。
He knows that you are.
他知道你良心里有洞的。
He knows you have holes in your conscience.
弟兄姊妹，若心里注重罪孽，你觉得神可以听我们祷告吗
？If you pay attention to the sin, then you think the Lord will hear your prayer.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你发现要用公义来做护心镜啊！这是我们良心的保护啊！良心的保护有两方面，弟兄姊妹，我很快的提一下。一个是让我们不要有软弱的良心，软弱的良心是不认识基督宝血的功效，总是为自己从前的失败在那里叹气，在那里说自己不配。
We sigh and say that we are worthless.
所以我们就觉得我们良心非常软弱。
So we see we
一个软弱的良心根本祷告不出来的。
The weak conscience one cannot pray.
你的灵根本就起不来的。
You have not spirit.
但是还有另外一方面。
On the other hand.
就是污秽的良心。
And a filthy.
这是最可怕的。
Conscience that is
terrible. 今天我们用许多属灵的道理替我们的行为做许多的解释。
We are explaining our conduct through many words of God.
仇敌根本不把我们放在眼里。
The enemy will not see us.
随便你去祷告。
Whatever you pray is fine.
他知道心里注重罪孽的耶和华必不听。
Knows that the Lord will not hear the prayer when you
pay attention. 弟兄姊妹，需要对付我们的良心。
We need to deal with our
conscience. 就是圣经说我们的良心不能是软弱的良心。
We cannot have a weak conscience.
更不能是污秽的良心。
We cannot have a filthy conscience.
我们的良心是一个 good conscience， 是一个。 好的良心，是一个清洁的良心。
We need to have a good and clean conscience.
好弟兄姊妹，这一个的属灵的征战，实在需要一个好的良心，一个 good conscience.
We need to have a good conscience in this world warfare.
好弟兄姊妹，你发现仇敌的诡计吗？
Do you see the scheme of the enemy?
要不然就让你良心软弱。
You see that he will allow the weak, the conscience to be weak.
要不然让我们有污秽的良心。
Or we will have the filthy conscience.
不要以为我们犯罪是小事。
Don't think that sin is nothing.
当大卫犯罪以后，神马上赦免了。
After David sinned, God has forgiven him.
你说这不挺好的吗？
That's good.
啊，这么大的罪，主都赦免了。
God has forgiven this.
但是先知告诉大卫，因着这个软弱，仇得着亵渎的机会。仇敌在以色列人中间得着多少的地位？
他在
肆意的搅扰大卫的家。
弟兄姊
妹，这场属灵的征战是非常严肃的。
This is a very serious warfare.
因为不是一出血气的。
We are not against the
flesh and blood. 是属灵的仇敌。
But it's a spiritual enemy.
所以首先是真理束腰。
First, we need to gird our loins with.
然后就是公义当护心镜。
And breastplate of righteousness.
后面是和平的这个福音。
And the gospel of peace.
这个在第十五节，又用和平的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
什么叫和平的福音？
What is the gospel of peace?
我们星期五正好弟兄姊妹到了哥罗西书。
Our Friday night study.
那里告诉我们说和平的福音是怎么来的？
He tells us where is the gospel of peace.
是因着主耶稣基督的十字架。
It's by Jesus Christ's cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这地上行走的时候，
When we walk on this earth,
世界的尘土常常来沾染我们。
The dust of the world was.
世界的观念常常进到教会的里面。
The mind.
世界的灵常常在那里来破坏我们。这世界的灵是什么呢？这世界的灵就是自高自大。这世界灵就是结党纷争。
To have division.
弟兄姊妹，这些东西进到教会里，你看我们还怎么祷告？
How can we pray with all this?
我们一共就这么几个人。
We only have a few.
弟兄姊妹，就算我们所有的人都参加祷告聚会，
If we all attend the prayer meeting,
我们一共就这么几十个人，
we only have all these people.
但是世界进来以后，我们还分成好几波了。
After the world came in, then we are divided.
我们许多小圈圈，
we still have little groups.
这时候怎么打呢？
How can you fight?
我们还没打就失败了。
We will fail before the battle.
借着和平的福音。
Through the gospel of peace.
弟兄姊妹，十字架除去我们里面所有世界的灵。
The cross will remove all the
spirit of the world. 世界向着我是死了。
I'm died.
我因着十字架向着世界也死了。
Because of the cross, I'm dead.
我断不以别的夸口。
I will not boast in others.
要夸口就夸耶稣基督的十字架。
I will only boast in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，借着这和平的福音。
Through the gospel of peace.
我们可以进入一个合一的祷告的里面。
We can get into.
这是仇敌所惧怕的。
This is what the enemy fears.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你发现这每一样的兵器都是我们今天特别特别需要的。
All the armor of God is what we need.
那后面他又接着告诉我们，还要用信德当作藤牌来抵挡恶者那一切的火箭。
And take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil.
仇敌的火箭射哪儿？
Where does the flaming arrows of the evil one will shoot?
他所有的都射我们的思想。
The arrows will aim at our thoughts.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你的经历如何。
I don't know your in your experience.
如果你有真实祷告的经历，
If you have the true experience,
你真的盼望能够安静在主的面前。
You want to have quiet time before the Lord.
你真的想进入与主那个亲密的交通的里面。
You want to have close fellowship with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定会经过一个经历。
You will have this experience.
就是不想祷告则已。
Don't want to pray?
一想祷告，所有的乱七八糟的思想都进来。
Every time you want to pray, then all the
从前想不到的事情突然就出现了。
What you never thought of?
哎呀，连高中的同学都跑到脑子里了。
all the high school
friends. 那都三十年的事情了。
That was 30 years ago.
怎么我现在要亲近神？怎么他们都出来了
？Here I want to be close to the Lord. How come I think of them?
弟兄姊妹，仇敌用这些火箭射我们的思想。
The enemies will use these flaming arrows to aim at our thoughts. 他害怕
我们能够进入的祷告啊。
He's afraid that we will.
如果有人真的进入到与神的交通的里面
，If someone can enter the fellowship,
仇敌就完了。
The enemy will be.
仇敌一定遇见失败的。
The enemy will fail.
你看看以利沙，他在神面前就是一个进入祷告的一个人。
Elijah is the one that will enter.
这个亚兰王他觉得我们设的所有的诡计，怎么以色列人都知道了
？The king has used all the schemes that yet the Israelites know.
亚兰王说：“我们中间到底谁是间谍呀
？Who is our spy?
谁是我们的仇敌呢
？Who is our enemy?
把我们的仇敌统统抓出来。”
Capture all the enemy.
他底下的臣部跟着，不是我们中间有仇敌啊。
The officials tell the king that we don't have enemies.
乃是以色列人中间有一个会祷告的人哦。
Because there's one day in the Israelites.
他能够进入到与神的交通的里面。
He can enter into the fellowship.
所以你在神，你在你脑袋里，你在这个环境中所设的所有的陷阱，人家都知道了。
All the trap that you had established, they know.
弟兄姊妹。如果我们真的想学习祷告
If you want to learn how to pray,
你必须用信心的藤牌来抵挡恶者一切的火箭
you have the shield of faith to be,
仇敌很多时候给我们被动的思想
With many thoughts,
哦，今天有许多人是个被动的人
we are passive.
仇敌很厉害
the enemy is strong.
他会讲理由的
he can reason.
他告诉你说祷告没用的
He said prayer is useless.
神早就定规好了
The Lord has arranged the way.
你只要这个说的话也都对的你只要照着神的意思走就可以了
All you have to do is just walk on this path
主要不动你也不动嘛
You don't have to move unless
所以你发现我们就永远不动了
So you don't move
弟兄姊妹仇敌用这些火箭就把我们射中了
So the enemy has
你就发现我们在属灵上从此就停下来了
So we have stopped at this spiritual path
弟兄姊妹我们要用信心抵挡仇敌的火箭
We need to use faith to again
更可恶的仇敌还常常将怀疑的思想射到我们的思想里
Even put the doubt in our mind.
哎呀我常常被仇敌的火箭射中的
I'm constantly being shot at
有的时候就怀疑说哎呀这样的服事还怎么下得呀
How can I continue this service?
大家都不能够彼此信任了
No one can trust you
个人都不能敞开了
We can openly
这样的服事能服事到什么时候呢
How can we serve?
干脆走了算了
Just move on
弟兄姊妹你就发现说仇敌用这些火箭射中的时候你里面真的好像火烧一样是不是
You see that you are consuming by all these flaming arrows
记住当我们一起祷告的时候
When we pray together
主给我一个感觉
The Lord gave me this word.
这所有的思想都不是从主来的
All these thoughts are not from the Lord.
所有被动的思想
All these passive thoughts.
所有这些怀疑的思想
All these doubts.
这些污秽的思想
All these filthy thinking.
这些世俗的思想
All these worldly thinking.
这些所有的火箭
All these flaming
没有一个是从主来的
are not from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹你用信心的藤牌来抵挡
By the shield of faith, you can come against it.
这才是消极的一面，是不是
？This is the passive way.
后面更要积极的。
There's a more active way.
并要戴上救恩的头盔。
You need to take the.
那你说我这个思想不能不想东西嘛，对不对
？You have to think.
那这些乱七八糟的思想不想了
，If you don't,
也不去猜弟兄了，也不去怀疑别人了
，or doubt others.
那难道头脑是空的吗？不可能。
We cannot have empty thoughts.
人的心思里面是不能空掉的。
There's no way we can have empty
thoughts. 所以说你要戴上救恩的头盔。
So you have to wear the helmet of salvation.
什么叫戴上救恩的头盔
？What does it mean to take
the helmet of salvation? 救恩就指的神的儿子说的。
Salvation means
神的儿子就是我们的救恩。
He is our salvation.
什么叫戴上救恩的头盔呢
？What does it mean to take the
helmet of salvation? 就是你要主动的去思想主耶稣。
You need to actively to think Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们不主动的思想主耶稣
If we do not take the active path,
仇敌迟早要把我们的思想搅浑的
The enemy will stir your thinking
有的时候我们读圣经我们发现都很矛盾的是不是
Because we find many contradictions in the Bible
你知道他们在读箴言的时候就讲到说这个你要紧闭这个嘴唇的是成就邪恶
When we read the proverb he
我不知道大家记得不记得这样的话如果你这个人哈整天闭着嘴什么话都不讲
听
上你恐怕就成就邪恶的
and then you will not say anything, you bring
但是圣经上说如果你大嘴巴就特显愚昧
If you open your mouth, you will show foolishness.
那说不说话呀？
So what do
you speak or not? 你大张嘴巴就显愚昧嘛，对不对？
You open your mouth, you
谁愿意显愚昧呢？
Who will want to do
当然就把嘴巴封起来。
So you will compress
但是你紧闭嘴唇又成就邪恶。
If you compress your lips, bring evil to pass.
左右活不下去了。
We no way to,
弟兄姊妹，所以有的时候我们读的时候我们脑袋就昏了。
We are confused.
到底讲不讲？
Whether we speak or not,
到底说不说？
Should we speak?
弟兄姊妹，戴上救恩的头盔。
Wear the helmet of salvation.
你一思想主耶稣，你就清楚了。
When you think of the Lord, you will be clear.
你发现我们的主耶稣在他上十字架的时候，
When the Lord was crucified,
他好像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。
He's like the sheep led to the slaughter.
圣经上说他是这样的不开口。
He will be silent.
他说他被害被骂不还口，被害不说威吓的话。
He will not rebuke.
我们的主在十字架上不开口的。
He did not say anything.
但是我们主在十字架上不开口，不是挤嘴唇不开口。
Our Lord did not compress his lips on the cross.
乃是因为他里面没有话。
Because there's no words in him.
他里面没有这些抱怨的话。
There's no complaining.
他里面没有苦读的话。
There's no.
不是因为他里面有了许多这种抱怨的话，然后紧闭嘴唇不说出来，不是。
It's not because he have all these bitterness in him
that he would not speak. 如果我们心里面充满的是苦毒，
if you are filled with
我们里面充满了埋怨，
or
所有都是不满意的，
all
我们一紧闭嘴唇，弟兄姊妹真的成就邪恶。
When you compress your lips,
因为你当面不讲，你背后讲的更加邪恶。
Because what you don't say in front of people,
当面不说的背后说的更多。
You will say more behind people.
哦，弟兄姊妹，思想主耶稣。
Think of the Lord.
我们的主他闭口不言。
Our Lord,
乃是因着他心里面接受十字架。
Because he accepted the cross.
弟兄姊妹，不是嘴唇的问题。
It's not the.
你不要把眼睛定睛在你到底说不说的问题。
Don't focus on what.
那个不是问题的所在。
That's not where the problem is.
问题的所在，心里有没有接受十字架
？It's whether you accepted the.
你的心有没有受割礼
？Have you?
如果我们心里面受了割礼
，Have accepted.
就让你张口，你说出来的还是恩典。
Then what you open up, what you speak is grace.
弟兄姊妹，思想主耶稣。
Think of the Lord.
不仅在消极地面用信心抵挡恶者一切的火箭，
not even passively,
更是在积极的一面我们思想主耶稣，戴上救恩的头盔。
Wear the helmet of salvation.
弟兄姊妹，这是属灵的兵器。
This is the,
如果我们的思想被仇敌已经搞垮了，
If our thoughts have been corrupted by the evil one, what can you pray?
你的灵里面早就被这些给掳去了。
In your spirit, you have been captured.
弟兄姊妹，后面说我们要拿着圣灵的宝剑。
We need to have the sword of the spirit.
就是神的道。
That is the word of God.
这里面神的道和前面说的真理素要是不一样的。
This word of God is different than truth.
这里说的神的道是 rhema.
This word of God is.
前面说的是 logos.
The truth is logos.
弟兄姊妹，一个是做真理素腰。
The logos is girded.
一个是 rhema， 就是主圣的时候就在这个时刻点一句话。
Rhema is what is lit by the.
弟兄姊妹，你发现当我们在祷告的时候，主的话在祷告里面出来的时候，那句话是何等有能力呢
？When we pray with the word of God,
把仇敌一切的诡计都刺入破开。
We have opened up all the.
所有的骨节与骨髓也刺入破开。
You have divided.
把灵与魂都把它分开了。
We have divided the soul and
the spirit. 弟兄姊妹是何等的活泼，何等的有功效
的。Active and effective.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这里是不是在讲祷告呢
？Is it talking about prayer?
我们许多时候说我们要穿上身全副的军装。
We said we need to take up the full armor of God.
你发现我们穿上军装不是干什么？
After you put it on, you don't know what to do.
只有上战场的人才需要穿军装。
Only when you are on the battlefield, you.
不上战场穿军装干什么
？What are you wearing the armor of God?
弟兄姊妹，你去上班，你穿军装干什么
？Do you wear the armor to go to work?
我不是说你不要披戴基督。
I'm not saying you don't.
你需要藏躲在基督里。
You need to be.
但这里面讲到的是教会的军装。
Here he speaks of the.
没有错，可以用在我们个人的生活里。
We can use it in our daily.
但是这再是讲教会的祷告。仇敌最怕的就是神教会的祷告。
The enemy is afraid of the.
弟兄姊妹，我们上战场需要有军装的。
We need to have the armor when we go to the battle.
那后面他就具体告诉我们怎么祷告啊。
In concrete, he tells us how to pray.
我们如果这样来抵挡 仇敌的话，
when we come against
仇敌所有的诡计都不能来扰害我们。
All the schemes of his
然后我们祷告的时候就有几点，我们就稍微提一下就可以了。
So we mentioned several points in the prayer.
第一个在灵里面。
In spirit.
不是在需要的里面。
It's not in need.
弟兄姊妹在教会的祷告里面。
In the prayer in the church.
我们特别要学习在圣灵里面。
We need to pray in the Holy Spirit.
因为我们知道我们的需要太大了。
Because we know we have great need.
我们每一个人需要都可以列出十条来。
We can list out many.
有时候我们弟兄发一个 email 就说你们谁有什么祷告的啊这个要求都可以列出来的。
Our brother sent an email.
大家都很客气，我跟你讲。
So we have.
也不觉得祷告就有什么。
We don't think that we can.
没人回答。
No one will answer.
对不起，不是绝对没人回，至少有人回。
Very few had answered that email.
说这些还麻烦祷告聚会吗
？Why do we need bothering the?
就这点小事还不自己祷告祷告算了。
In this small matter, we can just pray ourselves.
但是弟兄，如果我们把每一个人的需要都列出来的话，弟兄姊妹，如果每人十条，我们就好几千条了。
If we list out all our needs,
这样的祷告聚会，我跟你讲，弟兄姊妹，咱们一个人念念过来，就大家都睡着了。
We will fall asleep when we list out all the needs.
在圣灵里面。
In the Holy Spirit.
圣灵今天把神的意思启示给我们。
Holy Spirit has revealed.
我们今天站在主他所要成就的事上，我们祷告的时候。
When we pray in what He wants to accomplish,
我们没有提到的，主都替我们成就了。
What we did not mention, He will accomplish.
因为我们先求了神的国和神的义。
We have pleaded.
主的话说，这些事都加给你们了。
All these will be added to you.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为祷告就有一天没有祷告你那个事儿，你就觉得你就不去祷告聚会了。
Don't think that we didn't in the prayer meeting for you, then you don't need to go.
我们学习在圣灵里面祷告。
We need how to pray in the.
我们所成就的仅仅是我们这一个祈求而已。
What we accomplish is not only what we plead.
我们乃是要成就神在教会里的心意。
We want to pray for the.
那你说这样的祷告是不是每次都说主啊，你伟大的心意成就呢
？Do we pray for the great will of God to be accomplished?
你看这里面非常具体说为众圣徒祈求。
Here he tells us we need to petition for the.
每一个圣徒的需要，圣灵知道哪一个是仇敌，在那个时候特别要来攻击我们的。
The Holy Spirit knows what the scheme of the enemy.
我就记得有一次祷告聚会，我们一上来大家的感动，只是为一个来到我们中间，只来了一次的一个朋友祷告。
In one of our prayer meeting, we all feel that we need to pray.
有些弟兄姊妹都不认识这个朋友的名字叫什么。
Some brothers and sisters don't even know.
但是非常稀奇，你发现圣灵感动，大家都为这个人祷告。
But very amazingly,
祷告的大家非常的这个迫切。你发现神知道仇敌在哪进攻我们。
God knows where the enemy is.
教会是在破口，在那里抵挡仇敌。
The church is stopping them.
所以不要以为众圣徒的需要无所谓。
Don't think the needs of the saints.
不是整天祷告，是永远的心意成就，我们就属灵了。
Don't think that you are spiritual. You only pray for the will of God.
乃是
握
着圣灵在我们中间的带领。
We need to be led by the Holy Spirit.
然后他说这个多方的祷告。
When we pray,
不仅在聚在一起祷告，我们回到家里祷告，我们想起来我们都祷告，多方的祷告。
We all in all time at all time.
随时的祷告。
弟兄姊
妹，你发现这里所成就的太荣耀了。
We see that the glorious thing has been done.
这里还特别提到一件事。
Especially he mentioned one thing.
为神所使用的器皿祷告。
We pray for the vessel of God.
今天弟兄姊妹，我们常常。为着我们的工作，为了我们的需要，我们非常的迫切。
Many times we earnestly pray for our work and our job.
为了主的工作，有的时候我们却好像没有那样的负担。
Yet we don't have the burden for it.
这里面使徒保罗说要为我祷告。
Here Paul says, pray for me.
因为不是为了自己活着。
Paul didn't.
虽然他已经关到监牢里面。
Even though he was in.
但是。神要使用这个器皿，将他的福音的道能够传出去，将这福音的奥秘能够表明出来。
God wants to reveal the mystery of gospel through him.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要从自己的小圈圈里跳出来一点。
We need to leave the small circle.
我们要成就神在这个世代所有的心意。
We need to accomplish what God's will for us.
弟兄姊妹，这段话对我们来讲，我觉得实在是太紧要了。
This is so important to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们要想一想我们对于祷告的认识。
We need to know what we know about prayer.
我们真的认识这场属灵的征战吗
？Do we truly know the spiritual battle?
我们到底在跟谁打
Who are we fighting against?
我们到底在哪儿打呀、啊、
？Where are we fighting?
我们到底用什么样的兵器呀、啊、
？What are we fighting with?
是不是我们早就已经成了仇敌的俘虏了
？Are we captured by the enemy already?
哦，弟兄姊妹，真的愿神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy.
让我们在这里成为主可以使用的一个器皿。
May one of the vessels that the Lord can use.
所以你发现到后面到这样的征战的结果。
Here he said the result of this battle.
最主要的两方面。
The two important.
一方面，使徒保罗说：“你去把我派这个弟兄去把我们的光景全告诉你们。”
I send this brother to tell you everything known to you.
我很喜欢这句话。
I like these words.
弟兄姊妹，在我们中间的交通，有没有达到一个地步，全都告诉人家
？The fellowship among us, do we tell everything?
我们不敢。
We don't dare.
我们的交通没有那样的畅快。
We, our fellowship is not.
仇敌要借着这些要破坏我们。
The enemy will destroy us.
弟兄姊妹，借着教会的祷告。
Through the prayer of the church.
身体的交通是透明的。
The fellowship of the body is.
这是何等荣耀的光景呢
？This is glorious.
后面说愿平安啊，愿仁爱、信心归于那诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人。
Peace, brethren, and love with faith.
这里说到诚心爱主耶稣基督的人
，love with faith from
诚心爱就是在原文就是那个 love in 那个不朽坏的里面来爱，是不朽坏的爱。弟兄姊妹，你发现一般的神的儿女向着神的爱是经过考验的。
You see, the love can be tested.
是时间和环境不能够改变的。
The time or the place.
他们向着神的旨意是忠心的。
They are faithful.
他们是敢于面对仇敌的征战的。
They are willing to face the challenge.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是教会的祷告所带进来的祝福。
This is a blessing that is brought in by the.
你看见在教会里就充满了平安，充满了仁爱，充满了信心。
You see, there's peace and faith and love in church.
弟兄姊妹，愿神的话语来激励我们。
May the word of God encourage us.
不要整天说我们是软弱的。
Don't say that we are weak all day.
我不相信一个整天在仇敌面前说我是软弱的，我是软弱的，你能不得胜
？I don't think you have the victory unless you say that you are weak.
你来到神面前，你说你软弱的是对的。
When you come before the Lord,
当你来到仇敌面前的时候
，But when you come before the enemy,
你不要说我真的软弱，真的不打仗。
Don't say that you are worthless.
弟兄姊妹，不是我们配，也不是我们软能干或者软弱的问题。
It's not that we are worthy or we are weak.
到底征战的胜败在乎谁
？Who has the determination of?
不在乎我们的刚强。
It's not that we are strong.
也不在乎你的不配。
It's not that you are worthless.
乃在乎万军之耶和华。
But the Lord of the hosts.
弟兄姊妹，愿我们以真理来素养。
May we be girded by with faith.
让我们进到这场属灵的征战的里面。
When we enter into this battle.
让仇敌遇见失败。
May the enemy be failed.
让主在我们中间的旨意都得以成就。
May the will of God be accomplished among us.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你今天把我们摆在这样一场属灵征战的里面。
You have placed us in this spiritual battle.
实在是你高抬我们。
You have lifted us.
实在是你把那个爱慕主见证的心放在我们的里面。
You have placed this love for us.
主，我们求主借着圣灵开我们的眼。
Through the Holy Spirit, may you open our eyes.
让我们认到底谁是我们的仇敌。
Know who is our enemy.
让我们真的晓得征战的战场在哪里。
We know where the battlefield is.
让我们今天不是依靠属血气的兵器。
We are not fighting with the.
我们乃是靠属灵的兵器。
But by the.
是在神面前有能力的。
We have the power.
是攻克仇敌一切坚固的营垒。
We can.Overcome all the battles.
将所有人的心意都夺回，使之都顺服基督。
So all will be prostrate before you.
主啊，神，愿你自己的旨意成就在我们的身上。
May your be done in us.
愿你的话来开启我们。
May your words open us.
我们仰望你的怜悯。
We look to your mercy.
听我们祷告。
Hear prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.